probably, you know, 60-70% of what I do is solo. I worked in groups for many, many years when I was younger. It was a really good experience and fun, and sometimes not fun at all. But I think I only really discovered or kind of found my own style or my own identity when I stopped playing with other people and when I played on my own. So a lot of what I do now is solo. At the same time, I do have a lot of collaborative projects with different people at different parts of the world that I still do and that are very important to me. Many projects. So I have to give you a long list of people that I work with. There's a lot.
How do you manage to have a different project on different places of the world? It must be quite difficult to really work at it.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult, but it's like because you're touring so much and you meet, I mean, it's really a small community and you see a lot of the same people all the time. And if you're really interested in playing with someone, someone sets it up, and if it goes well, then you do it again, and you do it again, and maybe you record something, and it just works that way.